Paul Carroll will say today's daf is Erevin. Nope, today's still doing that. Today's daf is Pesachim daf. Hey, a happy Thanksgiving for all those who are celebrating. And we are here on top of Ham and Aleph. We've been in the middle of a discussion trying to figure out how we know that it's Asur Midaraisa to have chametz from the sixth hour of the day on Erev Pesach and on. We quoted a machlokes from Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda in terms of when you have to stop eating chametz, but everybody agrees from the sixth hour and on, from the end of the sixth hour and on, that chametz is awesome. So the question is, how do you know that? So at first we started with a comparison of two psukim. The pasuk says shivas yomim soor lo yimatzev b'vateichem, and then it says ach b'yom rishon tash bisu soor mivateichem. So the pasuk Gemara had suggested that maybe that includes. That Ach Bayom Arishon includes the Erev Pesach to have an Isser of Chometz at some point. And so the Gemara had said, how do you know? Maybe that Pasuk includes the night, meaning that how do you, because the Pasuk says Shivas Yomim Sor Lo Yimatzev B'vateichem, 7 days you can't have Chometz, but maybe the nights are Mutter. So the Gemara says, no, that doesn't make sense. And this is where we're picking up. Lo Yitzchalei. You don't need to teach me. You don't need to teach me that the nights are usher for to have chametz. Right? The itkish hashvasa soor lachilas chametz vachilas chametz lachilas matzah. Because destroying chametz and the isser of eating chametz and the mitzvah to eat matzah are all interconnected. And how is that true? And this is where we left off. And the Gemara is going to quote all the psukim. Hashvasa soor lachilas chametz. How is that connected? Dichtiv pasuk says shivas yamim soor lachilas vatzeichem. Ki kol chel machmetzes v'nichrusa. Right, 7 days you cannot have chametz. Anybody who eats chametz gets karis. Right, those are connected. That's destruction of chametz to the eating of chametz, the iser eating of chametz. V'achilas chametz v'achilas matzah. And eating chametz is connected to matzah. Dechtiv kol machmetzes lozochelu b'chol moshu zeichem tochlu matzos. Right, those are in the same pasuk. Uksiv beve matzah. Ba'erev tochlu matzos, and it says by matzah that at night, right, the first night you have to eat matzos, right? Obviously, it's not a mitzvah d'oraisa to eat matzah the rest of Pesach, but the first night certainly it is. So you see that if it's a mitzvah at night to eat matzah, so then you can't have chametz at night, and you have to destroy the chametz before yontif as well. So you don't need a pasuk to teach me that it's asur to eat chametz at night. Therefore, that pasuk is free to teach me that on erev Pesach there is some sort of iser. Of chametz. So maybe that pasuk is telling me that you have to burn the chametz at night of the 14th. So the Gemara says bayom. No, the pasuk says bayom arishon, right, on during the daytime. So maybe we see that the chi of beer is in the morning, right? Maybe you have to destroy chametz. You can't eat chametz all morning, all day on the 14th. So the Gemara says ach. Chilek, the word ach bayom rishon, it splits the day in half. And Rashi explains that ach and varachin miyuton. Right? Whenever you have ach or rak in a pasuk, so that it was excluding something. So therefore, we split the day down the middle. Right, that makes the most sense. Debei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, Debei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, matzinu yudalech nikar rishon. Right, so we find in the pasuk that the 14th of Pesach is called Rishon. Shneimer's pasuk says Barishon Barbasa Yom LeChodesh. Right, in that pasuk again, the word Barishon Pashup Shad, it means in the first month. But we see that the 14th is called Rishon. Right, you do see that that is you find that in the pasuk as well. Like I said, that's not the Pashup Shad, but we do see that theoretically those two are back to back and. You could see that the 14th is called the Rishon, right? Even though it's not actually the first day of Pesach. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, Rishon demei kara mashma. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak says, no, Rishon doesn't mean first, it means beforehand. I mean, Damakra, and I'll prove it to you, right? He says, he brings a pasuk in Eov, HaRishon Adam Tivalid, right? Were you born before Adam? Right. So again, you see the word Harishon means that before Adam. Where were you before? That means before. So therefore, so too, Bayom Harishon, the day before, meaning that's referring to the 14th. That's when there's an Isser Chametz on Erev Pesach. As Gemara says, well, if Rishon means before, so Elamayatav, that's true. Ulekachtem lachem bayom arishon, right? Priyet hadar kapos tamarim. You have to take an esrog on the first day, quote unquote, of Sukkos. So chenami rishon demeikar mashma. What do you have to take an esrog on the 14th of Tishrei? Right, day before on erev Sukkos. Gemara says no. Shani halsim dechzid lusmachtem lefnei Hashem lokechem shivas yomim. No, because the pasuk there says right afterwards, right, that you'll be happy for right. The chag is 7 days. Mashvi shvi lechag af rishon rishon lechag. So too, if we're mentioning the seventh day of Sukkos, so the first right, the word rishon is also going to reference the first day of Sukkos as well. So the Gemara says, well, if that's the game you're playing, hachinamiksev. It says that also by Pesach. Ach payonar rishon dash bisu shivas yomim matzos tochelu. Right, so you have the same mechanism, right? Seventh day, first day, by Pesach as well. So don't tell me that that's. So therefore, the word Ach Bayom Rishon shouldn't mean Erev Pesach; it should mean the first day of Pesach. So it says, "Imkei Nichtav Kra Rishon." No, because you have an extra hay there. Harishon Lamali. What's the extra hay? So Shmami. No, look at Amran. So that apparently, you see that the word Harishon Bayom Harishon implies it's referring to the day before Pesach. So Gemara says, "Ihachi." Well, Hasam Nami Harishon Lamali. Right? Well, if that's true, if you're that's what you want to say, right? What does it say? Lachachtem lachem bayom harishon. It says by Sukkos, take it on the first day. You should take the esrog. So that doesn't help at all. Vesu and further, right? Hasam dechtiv. The pasuk says over there, bayom harishon shabason, or bayom hashmini shabason. It says by Sukkos, right? On the first day is yontif. The eighth day is yontif, meaning shmini atzeres. So imar rishon demei karamashma, right? So maybe you're telling me that that's referring to the erev yontif. It can't be that. That doesn't make sense. So the Gemara says shani hasam. Okay, nechinami shani hasam. It's different over there by Sukkos. Damakra uvayom mashmini shabason, right? Because it's comparing the first day and the eighth day. Mashmini shmini dechag af rishon rishon lechag. So right. So just like you know, the Isra Malacha is on shmini atzeres. So it's also referring to the first day of yontif. So harishon lamali. So what do you need? Why does it therefore say harishon? So the extra hay comes and excludes cholamoid. So Gemara says, well, meaning that there's no isra malacha on cholamoid. So Gemara says, well, you need to tell me that cholamoid doesn't have an isra malacha. By cholamoid, barishon shmini nafka. Right, you can just simply learn by a process of elimination. If there's an isra malacha on the first and the eighth day, so cholamoid, there is no isra malacha. So you don't need a pasuk. As the Gemara says, no, you do need a pasuk. Itzrich, you do need it because akadat dechamina. You would have thought to say the whole dechaz of Rachmana uvayom hashmini vav mosif al inyan rishon. Right, uvayom hashmini. You're adding and on the eighth day. So dafilu chol shemoyed. You might have thought that what is the eighth day adding to? Not necessarily the first day, but it could be adding on to cholamoyed. You might have thought that the isra malacha is also on cholamoyed. So therefore, kamash malach. Okay, fine. So Gemara says, well, if that's you're adding hay to exclude cholamoid, and the vav includes an extra the isra malacha and shmini atzeres, so you could have just eliminated both of those things, and then you would have been stuck with the same drasha. Lo lichtov rachmana lo vav lo hay. Then you didn't need either of them. Then you could have just and you'd be back at square one that the eighth day is aser and cholamoid is mother. Vasu and also hasam ksiv. The pasuk says beyom arishon mikra kodesh yelachem. And also over there, where it says by Pesach, it says as well that on the first day, Mikra Kodesh Yalachem, so Rishon Demei Karamashma. So that seems to imply, no, 1 second, where's that Pasuk? Hold on. Sorry. Yeah, is it by Pesach? I'm pretty sure. Yeah, meaning if you're telling me now again, if you're telling me that the word rishon, if you have the word harishon over here, it should say mean that it refers to erev Pesach. That should be isra malacha. So the Gemara says, "Elahani shlosha mibayle." No, so the three rishons that you have here, mibayle the tani the Bei Rabbi Yishmael. Right, we need these three rishons for the following drasha of the base medrash of Rabbi Yishmael. The Tana de Rabbi Yishmael, Bischar Shlosha Rishon, Zachul the Shlosha Rishon, Lahachris Zara, Zachul the Shlosha Rishon, sorry. In the reward of these three things that they said Rishon, right, that we did Rishon on, Zachul the Shlosha Rishon. Just to clarify, I mean, Erev Pesach, what does it say Rishon by here? It says the Isser for Chometz and Erev Pesach, what is it? And the lulav on Sukkot and the Isra Malacha on the first and eighth day of Sukkot. That's the three psukim we quoted here that it says Rishon. So on the schus of those three mitzvos, we're zocha to three other Rishon things. What is that? So we're zocha to l'hachir zarasol Esav, to destroy the children of Esav, l'binyan beis hamikdash, to build the beis hamikdash, and ulishmo shel Mashiach. And we're zocha to the name of Mashiach. I got a text, I guess a message, whatever you call it, whatever you get it on Facebook. I got a message today from a guy, maybe it was yesterday, I don't remember, a guy thanking me for the Daf Yomi Shir. Okay, very nice of you, kind of you to say so. And the guy's name was Mashiach. So, Meher Yubana, Beis HaMikdash, Sheyavo, Bikarov. Anyway, so we're zochah to those three things, to Mashiach, to the Beis HaMikdash, and to destroy the Zaro Shel Esav. How do you know those three things are considered to be Rishon? So the Gemara goes through them. Right, last week's parsha, right? That the first one, Esav, was the first one to come out. He's Rishon. Okay, that's the pasuk number two. Lishmo shel Mashiach dechtiv Rishon l'tzion hine hinam. Okay, fine. So we're zocha to those three things for fulfilling the three mitzvos that it says Rishon. Rava Amar, Rava says, now Rava is coming to say that you don't need the drashas that we had before of Achmei Amar Rishon, etc., etc., to teach me that Chametz is Asr half day on Erev Pesach. You have this pasuk. The pasuk says, Lo Sishchat al Chametz dam zirchi. What does that mean? Lo Sishchat ha Pesach v'adayin Chametz kayim. Right? You can't shech the Korban Pesach and have Chametz around in your house. Well, okay, so once you're telling me that you can't shech the Korban Pesach when you have chametz around, when do you shech the Korban Pesach? So Rashi already fills in the blanks. I guess a couple lines up from where we are. Lo sishchat al chametz u'shchitas Pesach zmana mitchilas sheva. Right, the shchita of the Korban Pesach is the beginning of the seventh hour, meaning right after the 6 hours. And so Tosis actually points out over here that it's not actually true. Because you need to shecht. Where is it, Tosos? I was reading the wrong one. Tosos, Dibur Maskel, Lo Sishchat, that it's actually not exactly the beginning of the seventh hour, because first you have to shecht the Korban Tamid. We'll learn a little bit later that you have to shecht the Korban Tamid first. So you can't actually shecht the Korban Pesach as soon as the clock chimes 12:01. But okay, either way, that since that's the time for shechting the Korban Pesach, and you can't shecht the Korban Pesach if you have chametz, so therefore, that's the time when we have to destroy our chametz. So Gemara says, "Okay, ve'emer kol chad v'chad ki shachit zman shchita." Ve'emer kol chad v'chad ki shachit. How do you read this? Ve'chad v'chad ki shachit. So why don't we just? Why does meaning not everybody shechts the Korban Pesach at 12:01 p.m. Right, at the first minute of the seventh hour. Right, people shecht it much later. So why don't we all just burn our chametz with the shechting of the Korban Pesach? Right? Everybody does it at their own time, right? At some point before sundown. So the Gemara says, "Zman shchita amar chamana." So no, so we're just, you're right, in Echanami, but we're just going by the time of shechting, right? And that's when the Torah says that we need to destroy the chametz. Tanya mihachi. We also learned the Braisa. Ach bayam arishon tashbisu seorim batechem me'erev yontif. So that pasuk again is not necessarily supporting Rava, but. Well, I guess it is a little bit. Well, you'll see in a second. The pasuk says, "Ach bayom rishon," you have to destroy the chametz. May erev yontif, and that happens to be on erev yontif. Oh, anyway, elav biyontif atzmo. Maybe that pasuk means you have to destroy chametz on yontif. Talmud lomar. Therefore, the pasuk says, "Lo sishchad al chametz dam zirchi." Right. This is in support of Rava, because this is the ikar pasuk that teaches me that you can't have chametz on erev Pesach. Right. You can't shech the korban Pesach dam zirchi. When you have chametz in your house, right? You can't shech the korban pesach when you have chametz in your house, and that's why how we know that the zman for burning and getting rid of the chametz and not having chametz already is on erev pesach. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Rabbi Kiva says another source: Ein tzarich, you don't need all this stuff because Arei Omer, the pasuk says, Ach b'yom arishon tashpisu zor b'batechem, and then the pasuk says, Kol malacha lo zasu. Right, and you're not allowed to do. How are you going to get rid of your chametz on yantif? Right, you're not allowed to do malacha on yantif. Umatzina lahavarish, you have malacha, and burning is an av malacha. Right, so you see that just practically, when are you burning your chametz on Yantif? You're not allowed to. So it must be that you have to burn the chametz on Erev Pesach. But again, that doesn't necessarily say that, you know, that doesn't give me the hours, but that teaches me that, you know, yeah, you can't have chametz, you have to already burn it on Erev Pesach. Rabbi Yossi Omer, he says, I don't need all these drushes, because Arayu Omer, he gives another source. Arayu Omer, Ach Be'am Arishon, Tashbir, Zom, Bateichem, May Erev Yantif, right, that refers to Erev Yantif. Meaning the pasuk obviously ends being batechem, but the Gemara says me erev yantif. It's referring to erev Pesach. I oinu elav yantif. Maybe you think you should do it on yantif itself. So tamalomar ach. Right, again the same way we learned before. The word ach chilek. Right, it's going to split. It's going to set off. You know, already earlier from yantif, a few hours. Or that means specifically the day before erev Pesach, we're going to split it in half, and you're going to have half of it without chametz. Skumar says, one second, v'yontif atzmo, mishari, right? But if it was on yontif itself, right, would it really be mutter? What's this kasha? Meaning the word ach is going to say, meant that is going to, what's the word ach doing? Meaning, you can't have chametz. Meaning what? That's the pasuk says. Ach b'yom rishon tesbishu zorbim b'teichem. So what's ach doing here? It's not splitting the day in half like we had before, but it means that the halacha of not having chametz is limited. Meaning it's only for a certain amount of time. Like in a chenami, it does kind of split the day, but I mean, it's saying that there's a limitation here on the iser of chametz. So the Gemara says, v'yom tov atzmo mishari. If it was talking about the first day of yontif. What are you going to tell me that half of the first day of Yantif you can have chametz and half the day you can't? What are you talking about? Right? Obviously, chametz is usher all 7 days, and just to prove it to you, that, like we had at the beginning of the daf, we know that the iser to have chametz is linked to the mitzvah to have matzah. We know you have matzah, right? Matzah is tochel shevis yamim, right? Eat matzah 7 days. Is that the pasuk? I feel like I'm stuck in sukkahs. The pasuk says basukkahs, basukkahs teishu shivas yomim. Does it says matzos teachlu shivas yomim? What's the pasuk by matzah? It's late at night. All right. Anyway, whatever. We have to eat. We quoted it over here before. All right. It's getting close to midnight, so we'll go weiter. But right again, as you know, as we've been talking about, matzah is you have to eat for 7 days. The iser for chametz is also there for 7 days. So when we say ach to limit the iser of not having chametz, so it can't be referring to actually on yontif. It must be talking about erev yontif, and that's what Rabbi Yossi says that pasuk teaches me that you know that you can't have you already allowed to have chametz for half a day on erev Pesach, but the second half. You are not allowed to have chametz. So Amar Rava says, Shema Minam, Rabbi Akiva Tlas. Now going back to Rabbi Akiva, what did Rabbi Akiva say? He had said, you don't need all these fancy drashas, right? He said, because it says, Ach b'em arishon tasbishu zorm b'teichem, and it also says, Kol malacha lo sasu, right? And he said, Havara, burning chametz is an isur malacha on yontif. And therefore you can't practically burn chametz on yontif, therefore it must be talking about that you have to burn the chametz on erev yontif. So Rava says we learned from this drasha three things. Shema mina, first of all, in bir chametz al esreifa, that you have to burn it. Right? Again, theoretically, flushing it down the toilet would not work. Right? I think we paskin that if you're stuck, it actually does work. But okay, meaning according to Rabbi Akiva, you have to burn it. Shema mina, number two, havara lachalik yotzos. That's weighing in on a machlokas. We had a Misachah Shabbos. That the pasuk, if you notice, the 49, it is really late. The 39 malachos of Shabbos, right? We say lo sasa malacha b'yom Shabbos, you can't do malacha. But it doesn't really list the 39 malachos that we get from the Mishnayos, etc., etc. But there are two of them that are listed. There's havara, there's burning, there's using a fire, and there's hotzah. And so the Gemara over there in Shabbos has in Machlokas whether Havara is either Lalav Yatzos or Lachalik Yatzos. Is the fact that the Pasuk mentioned Havara, even though it doesn't really mention any other 39 Malachos, maybe Havara clearly must be different, or must be coming to teach me something. One school of thought is that Havara is Lalav Yatzas. It's not actually one of the 39 Melechos, and therefore it's only Nisra Lav, and therefore if you burn something on Shabbos, you're not Chayav Skila. It's not one of the Isra Melechos. Or the other option is, like we're learning over here, that Lechalik Yatzas, that Havara, the Pasuk tells me that you're Chayav for Havara, for Mavir, for burning something, and that splits all of the 39 malachos. That if you do two different malachos, you're chayev for each of them. That lechalik yotzas. That this is just like you're chayev for havara, so too you'd be chayev for another malacha, right? In the same action. So we see that havara is actually not malacha, right? That's what Rabbi Akiva said, right? He said Rabbi Akiva had in his proof, he had said havara is an av malacha. So he must be holding that havara is not lav yatzas, it's not a lav, but it's actually one of the lamates malachos. And therefore, the reason the pasuk talked about it and mentioned it specifically is the chalek is the split between all the 39 malachos if we did two of them. The third thing we learn is that that's a machlokas in the Gemara in Beitza. Rabbi Shammai Beis Hillel, interestingly enough, that this is actually Beis Shammai's Shita, but the concept of mitoch, that since something literally means if something was mutter for need, it's also mutter not for need. What does that mean? Well, we know that you're allowed to do melacha zochon nefesh on yontif. You're allowed to cook food on yontif and do whatever melacha you need to do to cook food. Not any melacha, but most melachas that you're allowed to do to cook food. One of them is burning, right? Fire, cooking a fire, etc., etc. So according to Beis Hillel, since lighting a fire was mutter for cooking, it's also mutter shalo letzorech for another purpose that is not for the sake of cooking. That's what Beis Hillel says. Beis Shammai says no. Fire use of fire is only mutter for ochel nefesh, for cooking and baking, etc., etc. So here Rabbi Akiva is saying that right, what's burning chametz? Burning chametz is using fire not for ochel nefesh purposes. So that's exactly what he must be holding. He must be holding that you're not allowed to extend the heter of using fire on yontif for food to other areas of halacha, for other purposes. So he must be holding that. That is usher, in fact, to burn the chametz, and therefore you have to do it on Erev Pesach. Okay. Tanur Rabbanan, we learned in a braisa. What do you need to tell me that you cannot have chametz in your house for 7 days? Haluk for Nemar, the pasuk already said, lo yirei lecha sor v'lo yirei lecha chametz b'chol gvulecha. You can't have any chametz. You can't see any chametz. You can't own any chametz, etc., etc. So the Gemara says, lefisha Nemar, lo yirei lecha sor shalcha yi ha-taroa, aval ha-taroa shalachem v'shal gavoa. So that pasuk teaches me that you're not allowed to see your own chametz, but you are allowed to see chametz that belongs to someone else and that belongs to Hektish. Yochol, you might have thought that yatmin v'yikavu pikdonos shal nachri, you might have thought that yatmin, you can hide it in your house, or you can take it as collateral from a goy and keep it in your house, right? Collateral for a loan or whatever. Tamad lomar, so therefore the pasuk teaches me, lo yimatze. Right? You're not allowed v'chlal. You're not allowed to even have chametz in your house in both those two scenarios. Either you hide it, get it from a goy, etc. So that seems to tell me that you can only, meaning we only understand that you're not allowed to have chametz of a goy that you have not conquered, meaning that his money is not yours. Ve'ein shorei im chabechatzer, and someone who is a goy who is not living with you in your own chatzer. Nachri shekivashto v'shorei im chabechatzer minayin. How do you know that you're also not allowed to have the chametz of a goy who lives in your courtyard, meaning it's readily available to you, and a nachri that you did conquer, that you basically own his property? Talmud Lomar, therefore the pasuk says lo yimatzei bevateichem. Now the Gemara will ask, well, that seems to be counterintuitive, because obviously, if you conquer a goy, basically his money is yours, obviously that's your chametz. Right? Why would you need an extra pasuk to teach me, well, if money that you can easily access is going to be yours? Well, that's kind of funny, right? Obviously, it should be more problematic than money you cannot access, or chametz that you cannot access. All right, either way. So we'll get to that in a second. So now the Gemara says, Ainli ela shevatecha. And this, now I only learned that there's an iser for chametz in your houses. But what about in your other property, right? In your pits, in your cisterns, etc. In your caves, Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says, b'chol gevulecha, in all of your boundaries. V'adayin ani omer, still, I might say that bebatim over mishum bayi rabbi matzei, uval yatmen uval yikabu pigdon shal nachri, that you have all these yisurim, don't find it in your house, don't take a pikadon, don't take a collateral, etc., etc. Right? You might, don't hide it. Maybe that applies in your house. But begvulin shelcha iya taroa aval taroa shelchaim shalgavoa. So, but maybe in your boundaries, meaning outside of your house, you're not allowed to have your own chametz, but you are allowed to have other people's and hekdeshes. Minayin litein eza amor shalzeh bazeh v'shalzeh bazeh. How do you know that the halacha applies by both in all of your property across the board? Tamalomer seor. Soor l'gzeirah shava, right? It says soor twice. Nemar soor bebatim, soor lo yimatzeh bebateichem, v'nemar soor begvulin, right? Lo yira elecha soor b'chol gvulchem. Is it b'chol gvulchem, b'chol gvulecha? B'chol gvulecha. Okay, either way. Masoor ha'mar bebatim, over mishon b'yor v'yimatzeh v'yatmin v'yikav v'pigdonos b'na nachri. So af soor ha'mar begvulin, over mishon b'yor v'yimatzeh v'yatmin v'yikav Pigdonos min hanachri. I know I just read a lot of text, but basically, since it says seor by your house and seor by your boundaries by gvulecha, so the halacha applies across the board. You cannot have your chametz or your nachri's chametz or chametz that you hid, etc., etc. Umas or ha'amor begvulin shelcha yataroa aval taroa shelchem v'shal gavoa. Af seor ha'amor bebatim shelcha yataroa aval taroa. And similarly, you're not allowed to have your own chametz, but you are allowed to see other people's chametz and chametz that belongs to Hekdesh. Again, the Isser is owning chametz, but if you just lay eyes on chametz that's not yours and technically not accessible to you, that's not a problem. Okay. Amar Mar said, Einli ela b'nachri shelo kivashto v'ein shori imcha b'chatzer. Now we're going to analyze this price, so it's going to take us on to Amud Aleph. So we won't do all of it right now, but let's do some of it. Right? The Brice had said, I only know this halacha, meaning about the chametz, but by a guy that you're not allowed to have chametz, yeah, you're not allowed to own it, by a guy who you have not conquered and who's not living with you in the chatzar. Meaning it's not your money, it's not basically, practically your money, and it's also not easily accessible to you. So, nachir kishiki vashto v'shori yimcha v'chatzar minayin. But how do you know that you're not also not allowed to have chametz of a guy that you own, that you conquered, and that is living with you in the chazer? So Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says lo yimatze. So the pasuk says, right, you can't find this chametz. The Gemara says klapei laya. The opposite makes more sense. Why would you need a pasuk to teach me that you're not allowed to have the chametz that you basically own and that you can basically get access to? But obviously, the other way makes more sense. The pasuk to teach me about chametz that you don't technically own, and that you can't access in your chazer. So Rabbi Ipoch. So Rabbi says, yeah, nechanam, just switch it around, and that would make more sense. Rava Amar lo teipoch. Rava says, no, it's don't switch it around, because v'areisha koi, when it's going on the first part of the brisa, right, if you go back, shelcha itaroa aval taroa shelchem v'shal gavoa, right, when the pasuk had said you're not allowed to have your own chametz, but you're allowed to have other people's chametz and hekdesh's chametz, that's only by a guy who you have not conquered and is not living with you in the chatzar, meaning he's not accessible to you. So that's obvious. But how do you know that you're allowed to have chametz of a guy who you conquered and who's living with you in the chatzar? How do you know? So Talmud Lomar lo yimatzei, meaning you might have thought that you could have that chametz. So therefore, the pasuk says, oh no, man, how do you know that it's allowed? Sorry, the Gemara is going to ask a question for a second. How do you know it's allowed to have the goy that you conquered, his chametz, and a goy that's in your chatzer, that you're allowed to have that? Talmud Lomar lo yimatzei. Right? The pasuk says you cannot find chametz. The Gemara says, "Hai tana mihadra ahatera." V'nasiv lakra isura. Right, what do you mean? That Tana is coming to teach me that this is mutter to have this chametz. The pasuk says lo yimatzei. That's an iser. So how do you learn that from the pasuk of lo yimatzei? So the Gemara says min shem shenemar lecha lecha trei Zimni. It re-emphasizes that pasuk. It's not the lo yimatzei part. It's lo yimatzei lecha. Soar b'chol b'vateichem. You shouldn't find for you, meaning the pasuk has to belong to you. There's a hilarious Dvar Torah, fake Dvar, the guy who makes fake Dvar Torah on YouTube. So he has a gevaldig one on Lech Lecha, which he calls Lecha Lecha, which this is, reminds me of. It's good to look it up. Anyway, so the pasuk says Lecha two times. So to re-emphasize that your chametz is what's aser, but even a guy who you conquered or a guy who lives in the chatzer next to you, that would be mutter according to Rav. Amar Mar said again back in the Braisa, Yochel Yatzmin Bichal B'Gdonus Shal Nachri. You might have thought that you can hide the chametz or take chametz of a guy as collateral. Talmud Lomer, so the pasuk says Lo Yimatzei. Right? So Lo Yimatzei, so that is in fact aser. Gemara says, "Ha Amarta Reisha," but you said Nereisha Shalchai Tarov Aval Tarov Shalchem Mishal Gavoa. How do you reconcile that with what you said before? I'm sorry I didn't explain this point originally, but it's contradictory. Meaning, is it your chametz or someone else's chametz that is aser? Right. The first part of the Braisa said you're not allowed to have your own chametz, but you're allowed to have other people's chametz and Chekdesh's chametz. And then you said you can't take a pikadon from a nachri. Right? Well, which one is it? Right. That seems to be his chametz. This course is lokasha had the kabel alei achrayas had the lo kabel alei achrayas. Well, it depends on whether you're responsible to replace it if it disappears. If you took responsibility to replace it, so then yes, then that's yours. If you're not responsible, if you lose it, so then it's not yours, and then it's technically his, and then that's totally fine. Kihada Amar Lehu Rava Lefrei Mechoza, like Rava told the people in Mechoza, Biru Chametz De Bnei Chila Mibataychu, burn the chametz from the army people, meaning from the soldiers that's in your house. Kehem De Ilu Migna VeIlu Mitabed Birshusaychu Koi, because if you lose it, if it was stolen or if it's lost, it's in your rishus. And you're going to have to pay for it. And you'll have to pay for it. What's it called? It's considered to be like it's yours, and therefore it's usher for you to keep in your house. So just to finish up the thought. So that works according to the machlokas, according to the guy who says in the machlokas of davar hagorim lamamun. Basically, this is a machlokas in the Gemara Bava Kama, that if something would cause something else to turn into money, meaning something would cause an obligation. If I have an obligation to you, I guess that's not a good example. What's a good example of Dover Goran Lamamon? Meaning, I have something that would cause monetary loss, or something that would cause monetary gain. Is that considered to be actual currency or not? So, over here, right, what's going on with the chametz? Right, you have to get rid of it. Why? Because if you would lose it, that would cause a monetary payment. I would have to pay the person who owned it. So that's considered, according to the Mandamar, so that's considered to be mamon. That's considered to be actual possessions of mine. Even though, right, it's not mine, but it could cause a loss. It could cause an obligation. So therefore, it's considered as if it's money. Ela l'mandamar lav k'mamadami, but according to the other guy in that machlokas, who says it's not actually considered to be technically, halakhically yours, even though it could theoretically cause you a loss, Michael Amemar, what are you going to say? Because then the chametz is really not yours, right? Even though it could cause you a loss, it's not technically yours. So the Gemara says, "Shani hachad amar lo yimatzei." Because in economy, it's not. But in our case, by chametz, well, we have an extra pasuk that teaches me that we view that chametz, that stuff that could cause you a loss, it's as if it is yours because we have the extra pasuk of lo yimatzei, right? An extra chumra. And therefore, it's going to be considered yours. Okay, Shkoyach Gadol Rav Ose, a lot of drushes here on the daf, so definitely kedai lechazer. I know myself, I'm definitely going to be chazering. Either way, have a tremendous day or night, depending on where you are listening to this.